Ladies and gentlemen, I do believe on the line, we have the real deal. Luke Combs.
Hey! Woo!
What's up, ladies? How we doing?
How you doing, gentlemen? Are things well?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, they must be doing well for you. You're on a hot streak, my friend.
I am.
You are.
I am. That's what I hear.
How does this feel? You're on your third single off This One's For You, and is it jinxing it if I say it's this close to number one?
No, I'm not very superstitious, so it's all right.
All right, because it's this close to number one, and I didn't want that to...
No, we're close. Yeah, we're close, but we're still working. We still got some work to do.
Just last week, I saw... Was it just last week you put out Beautiful Crazy, and that thing went to like number one in the all-genre chart?
Yeah.
Dude, yep. I got to tell you something.
Crazy.
If you're not following Luke Combs on Instagram, you're missing out on so much, because you are a giver. You do... I got to tell you, you know what floored me on your Instagram? It was your cover of Fast Car.
Oh, yeah, man. I love that song.
That was beautiful. It's like you know what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've been, man, that was one of my first favorite songs growing up. And it just, you know, I just always loved playing that tune on guitar and singing it.
Do you do that live?
No, we don't. We don't cover it in the live show, but heck, we might start.
Well, then, you know what? Follow Luke Combs on Instagram so you can, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm telling you. Also a version of Beautiful Crazy up there and One Number Away. Luke, how long have you been doing this? I mean, we've known you for a couple years, but before that, how long have you been doing this? Because you seem like such a seasoned like guy, like you've been doing this forever.
I've been doing this, well, see, I'm 28, so I picked the guitar up at 21.
Wow, that was late.
From inception to now is like 7 years.
21 is really late to pick up a guitar, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all. I think it was just... You know, I had always been singing, so I never really had to learn how to do that, you know. And so I just had to learn how to play guitar, and I knew if I wasn't any good that at least my singing could kind of dig me out of that hole a little bit, you know.
Right. And you were writing songs for a long time.
Yeah. I've been writing my own stuff since probably maybe a year and a half after that, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, you know, once you pick up a guitar and you're singing – like, the inspiration comes when you hit those strings, right?
Yeah, it does. It does. You know, and I think it kind of comes down to, man, you know, you just get tired of covering, you know, other people's stuff, and you kind of want to have your own stuff.
A very exciting time. This one's for you, too, which is so brilliant.
Yeah. It should be good. It's just a little extension of that first record, and I just didn't think it was time for a second full length yet. I mean, this one's still doing so well, but I still wanted to get some new songs out there. So this was kind of a good avenue for me to approach it.
How many new songs are on the two?
There's five. There's five on the five brand new ones. And one is kind of a revisit of a song I recorded in college that we've been playing out for years. And the other four are brand spanking new.
Dang, that's a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, for many other people, that would have been just a career there, to release the five and carry on your merry way. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? Sometimes I think I'm funny, and then I forget that I'm kind of not. So, my bad. You've been on a couple...
You guys are great.
You know, you're so sweet. You've been on a couple tours recently. Has the new one kicked off yet?
It starts, it starts in 2 days.
Oh, wow. You sound pretty calm about that.
Yeah. Al Dean starts in 2 days. We just finished my headlining tour, which was 55 shows in 6 months.
Wow.
All sold out but one.
Wow.
So 54 or 55 were sold out. We're excited to go out with Jason and hit the ground running doing that thing. And I'm excited to learn from him, you know, see what kind of advice he has and watch him on stage every night and steal some of his moves, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I talked to Jason not that long ago, and I told him, and this is the absolute truth, I don't think I've told you this, when Jason's first album came out, your debut album reminds me of his debut album just because it was so different from anything else we were hearing or seeing.
Yeah, man, his first record was so different, and it just cut through the noise, you know, a little bit, and that's what we wanted to do, you know, when we were writing this record, I don't think we even knew we were writing a record, you know, I was just in town trying to write the best songs I could in hopes of getting a publishing deal, and, you know, that eventually turned into getting an independent deal and us recording this thing, and Just wanting to sell a couple thousand copies of it, really, is what we wanted to do. And here we are with a gold record and working on platinum and working on a third number one.
Yeah, it's a little bit more than just a couple hundred, a couple thousand records.
Yeah.
Do pretty well.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
You're doing all right. How long does this tour with Jason go on for? Because this is going to keep you busy all summer, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think it doesn't end until October.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, listen, I'm glad you've got this album all put together. This one's for you, too. It's all the great stuff from This One's For You, plus, count them, 5 new songs.
Woo.
That's amazing.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And One Number Away is the third. Your first two singles, they were both number ones, correct? Were they both multi-week?
Yes. Yeah, they both were, yep.
Dude, you're on a hot streak. Did I start the conversation like this? I think I did.
Yeah, I'm lucky, man. I'm definitely lucky, to be having this much success, especially this early on. And, but I think, we've been working for it, too. You know, we've been out, hitting the ground running, and we're touring as hard as anybody in the world is, and, if not harder. And I'm proud of that, and I want to feel like we've earned the success that we're having. But, that comes with its challenges, too. It comes with, scheduling challenges and being able to kind of enjoy a little bit of time to yourself. Maybe that falls by the wayside a little bit, but it's definitely worth it.
Absolutely. Well, listen, man, continued success for you because you are working hard at this, and it seems like everything's falling into place. We could not be happier for you. I'm serious. You are the real deal.
Well, thank you, honey. I appreciate that. I try to be.
This one's for you, and this one's for you, too, plus One Number Away and so much more. He's the one and only Luke Combs, everybody.
Woo!
Thank you, man. The
thank
big time
y'all.
Thanks you for your time.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. I hope to see y'all soon.
Absolutely. We feel the same way. I'm making you play Fast Car. I don't care. I'll bring
okay,
a guitar.
That's fine. That's fine. We can do that.